Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining me around the fireside tonight. My name is Joe, and I'm here to tell you a story. A story that is actually more of a poem. A poem that I wrote the first half of when I was only 12 years old. I was fortunate enough to get this poem published back then, and this was instrumental in kindling the love for language and literature that I have now. A much more adult me then went back in the year 2012 and added the second half of this story, the totality of which was to be performed at a New Year's Eve celebration and is now being retold for you. If you enjoy my content and would like to hear more, please subscribe and follow this podcast. Every interaction really means the world to the channel. I sincerely hope you enjoy this, so please get comfortable, let go of the daylight, and join me for a story. Spanning eternity. Fingers touching, arms held wide, past and futures side by side, I look at you, trying to see how we'll span eternity. As I look to my left hand, all the generations stand, finger tipping on and on, reaching back to ages gone. There, right in front of me, two towers stand majestically. Two planes crash into this twin symbol as hope for freedom begins to dwindle. The second thing that I can see is a landing boat at Normandy, standing with brothers ready to fight, charging onwards through bleak twilight. A few more paces back in time stands a soldier, grey with grime, laughing down the years at you from the guns at Waterloo. There's a girl, her dress is torn, watching from some misty dawn, kneeling on cold clifftop turf, Vikings come crashing through the surf. And further on, but still in sight, peering at you through the night, stands a prehistoric child, smiling a prehistoric smile. No one ever truly dies. Watch history before your eyes. Look closely and you will see them all, near enough for you to call. Fingers touching, arms held wide, past and future side by side, I to you and you to me is how we'll spend eternity. As I look across my right, a new figure enters my sight. Tells me that we have a choice, the power of the weapon or the power of the voice. He shows me what may yet be, for nothing is a certainty. I look on, unsure of what I may view, and I see a future vision of you. Kneeling on the ruins of a past life, and in one hand you clutch a knife. This world seems harsh, unkind and barren, racked by war and fear and famine. We did not take care of our planet, you cry. And now our species has all but died. The constant fear has poisoned our minds, and an eye for an eye has made the world blind. The trees are gone, and the fish are too. Our sky is now grey, no longer blue. Our neighbours now stand divided, on the left or on the right sided. Ash seems to fall from heaven above, a heaven that is devoid of love. I feel the clenching in my heart, and yearn with passion to depart. This vision mercifully fades, the figure steps out again from the shades. That was but one probability of an infinite cloud of possibility. I stare him intently in the eyes. Behind them, another future lies. This one seems greener, more alive than that shadow of a world we left behind. There you are again, looking at me, surrounded by things you treasure greatly. Your cars, your phones, your big screen TVs all seem to own you more than you'd care to agree. I'm so happy, you gush out with glee. I have the new iPhone, my life is complete. My needs are all catered for, said through clenched teeth. There's no need for human contact, it's so last week. X Factor is on, now that is a show. I just want to be famous when I am grown. None of this honest day's labour for me. I'll be famous, material, and you'll adore me. The fashion today is all that matters. No one cares about the starving or the rich getting fatter. All I care about is simply me, radiating an aura of spiritual agony. The vision fades, the figure states, that is the most dangerous of fates. They're imprisoned by that after which they lust, and don't realize they're enslaved by those they trust. The figure then offers another potential to absorb into my diagnosis differential. I see a green and pleasant land with people walking hand in hand. I see you wander up to me, and there's a gleam in your eye so completely different from the ones before, from the prison and land of war. This is perfect, you smile and say, perfect in almost every way. People chose to stand for their rights and chase the cancer from their sight. We now live in harmony through the power of love and the might of beauty. We do things now not for payment, but for the warm, fuzzy feeling now reawakened. If we live for each other, for the whole population, forgot all about colour, creed or nation, and joined together to create a new paradigm, something wonderful and joyous and truly sublime. I close my eyes, filled with hope, that we can stop our downward slope toward a world destroyed, a species over, an existential supernova. The spectre whispers in my ear, I hope your path is now laid clear. Create the world the way you want it to be. Be the change and live your life free. Fingers touching once again, past and future, now and then, all return to where they truly reside, in my mind, side by side. As I hold my arms out wide, the generations flood back inside. Just look around at a world of beauty, suffused with chance and life and glee. Inhale the sound and exhale with me. This is how we'll spend eternity.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.